deserve. Small-minded officials, rude waiters, and ill-mannered taxi drivers are hardly unknown in the U.S. Yet it is an observation made so frequently that it deserves comment. Preserve. Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn exemplified American anti-intellectualism. Its hero avoids being civilized, going to school and learning to read, so he can preserve his innate goodness. Observe. Their capacity for tolerating stress may even be greater than men's, she observes. It's just that they're dealing with so many more things that they become worn out from it more visibly and sooner. Reserve. Luo Ping, a director general at China's Banking Regulatory Commission, saying Beijing will continue to buy U.S. Treasury bonds despite concerns about the dollar. China has nearly $2 trillion in foreign currency reserves.
Conserve. Indeed, there's much to be learned from the hunting habits of the big cats. For one, the king of the jungle knows how to conserve energy. A lion is typically inactive for two-thirds of the day.
Verse. During the discussion of rock singing verses at last month's stockholders meeting, Levin asserted that music is not the cause of society's ills, and even cited his son, a teacher in the Bronx, New York, who uses rap to communicate with students. Sparing. Be sparing with quotes. Direct quotes should be used when either the speaker or what he said is surprising, or when the words he used are particularly pithy or graphic. Otherwise, you can probably paraphrase him more concisely.
Sparing. I don't like him. He is sparing with words.
Me neither.